Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
When we live in the power of the Holy Spirit, we live in the peace of Christ. First, let me address when you're in a situation with other people that is causing you to struggle. The Lord showed me a long time ago when I was struggling with somebody who was a dear friend but was alcoholic and had other related issues, and there was a lot of stress from that. I found it very difficult after a while to continue loving him. One of the very key things that the Holy Spirit revealed to me as I was praying was to look at my friend through the eyes of Jesus. With the eyes of Jesus, I could see past the sins, past the ugly muck of his addictions and his bad treatment of me and the other people in his life. And I could see that inside this person was the man, the child, that God created him to be. And God gave me an image that helps me understand how beautiful each person is within them. And I'd like to share that with you so that you too can see the beauty within everyone. God showed me a gem, a giant gem in front of me, and said, "This represents the person underneath it all." Each person is multifaceted. When the light of Christ shines on the gem from different angles, different things shine, different parts shine, different colors come out of it. But sin is mud plastered onto the side of that hides that shine. Unhealthiness that the person was raised in. It was muck that other people threw on that gem, hiding more of that beauty. Jesus showed me to look past the muck and see the gem underneath. And that really helps. I just have to remember, and the Holy Spirit helps me do this. Hey, there's a beautiful, shiny, multifaceted, colorful gem underneath all that ugly stuff. Now, the other issue I'd like to talk about is when we see the world around us and we don't know how to help make the world a better place because the problems are so huge compared to us. And we are in anguish over the deterioration that we see around us and the immorality that we see around us and how it's becoming harder and harder to be Christian because we're considered politically incorrect now and we're persecuted more and more. In all of this, we are still meant to have peace. And the biggest way right now that I would like to share with you that we can regain that peace is by remembering that the Holy Spirit is way bigger than all the evil in the world. No matter how evil things look, God is bigger. And where sin abounds, grace abounds the more. We can look around and see the Holy Spirit at work. We need to put our eyes back on Jesus and off the world's problems to see what the Holy Spirit is in fact doing. Look at the people the Holy Spirit is raising up to take a stand for God. Look at the new movements that are started. Take, for example, marriage and family life. There are now more movements, more organizations that have been started by lay couples to help other couples have a good marriage and a good family life, and to stand firm in the teachings of the Catholic Church and to get to know the teachings better. There are more now than any time in our own human history, our personal human history. The Holy Spirit is doing things. We need to look for what the Spirit is doing and gravitate towards those things and hang out with the people who are working in the power of the Holy Spirit to make a difference in the world. We can't go it alone. We're not supposed to go it alone. God is doing a great thing. You can join in with that. And the more of us that join together to live in the power of the Holy Spirit and spread the power of the Holy Spirit, spread the desire to be alive in the Holy Spirit. This is what we need to be doing. And the more we do this, the more others will do it. And the more the Spirit's presence will be able to influence this world through us Christians. Be evangelizers of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.